Welcome back. Thank you for coming back to listen to one nano person's very nano thoughts about not nano books. And that was a not nano mouthful. So the last episode was backward looking. I talked about what I read and enjoyed, but now it's time to talk about the future. And given we're in the middle of a pandemic, the very near future, I wanted to talk about the exciting books that are releasing this year. Now, these are books that actually span the gambit. I even have a cookbook in there. So there's some intrigue. So here are some books that I'm excited to read in 2021. And as a side note, for show notes and links to the books that I've mentioned in this episode, you can go to nana.app/podcast-2. So let's start with fiction. Now, the first book that I'm interested in is technically already out. It's called Black Buck, and it is Matteo Ascariper's first book. This book describes the journey of Darren, who joins a tech startup as the only Black salesman. And we can all guess where that goes. And the second book is, now that I think about it, also already out. Currently, at the time of recording this, I'm reading Melissa Broder's book, So Sad Today. And she is absolutely hilarious. So, of course, I started looking up her other works to add to my queue, and turns out that she recently released a book called Milk Fed on February 2nd. It's worth checking out. Now, let's talk about books that are actually going to come out in the future. Viet Thanh Nguyen's sequel to The Sympathizer is coming out in March this year. It's called The Committed, and I'm incredibly excited to read it. And in an effort to not give out spoilers, I will now do a dramatic reading of The Sympathizer's description as cited on Goodreads. It is April 1975 and Saigon is in chaos. At his villa, a general of the South Vietnamese army is drinking whiskey and, with the help of his trusted captain, drawing up a list of those who will be given passage aboard the last flights out of the country. The general and his compatriots start a new life in Los Angeles, unaware that one among their number, the captain, is secretly observing and reporting on the group to a higher up in the Viet Cong. The Sympathizer is the story of this captain, a man brought up by an absent French father and a poor Vietnamese mother, a man who went to university in America but returned to Vietnam to fight for the communist cause. A gripping spy novel, an astute exploration of extreme politics, and a moving love story. The Sympathizer explores a life between two worlds and examines the legacy of the Vietnam War in literature, film, and the wars we fight today. So go read The Sympathizer in the coming month and then come back and read The Committed. And lastly, this will also serve as your public service announcement that Murakami has a new short stories collection coming out in June this year. It's called First Person Singular, so run your first person self to get it. You see what I did there? You don't? Well, please don't stop listening. Now let's start off with nonfiction and let's get the obligatory tech book out of the way, shall we? It's Bill Gates' book titled How to Avoid a Climate Disaster. Now I am a techie, it's Bill Gates, and it's a book on climate change. I kind of have to read it to renew my techie card, I feel. I'll let you all know if it's any good in my monthly review. It comes out on February 16th, so it will either just be out or just be coming out, depending on when I put this podcast up. Lol. Now, I'm also an avid fan of the Humans of New York series. I love a good everyday Joe, Jane, Jamila, Jalinder, what have you story. And New Yorkers by Craig Taylor sounds like a book version of that. It comes out on March 23rd, for those of you who are interested. And the author also previously wrote a series called Londoners. So if my singular UK listener out there is interested in getting that, let me know how it goes. We also know Alison Bechdel for the Bechdel test, but I didn't realize that she wrote books as well. So when I was recently Googling the spelling of Bechdel, B-E-C-H-D-E-L, for those of you who are interested, I found out that she has a new book coming out. Her newest book is called The Secret to Superhuman Strength, and it talks about fitness fads. It comes out on May 4th. Please insert obligatory May the Force be with you joke right here. And I think it should be quite fun. For the curious amongst us, the Bechdel test is a test of the representation of women in a piece of fiction. It asks whether a work features at least two women who are referred to by their names who talk to each other about something other than a man. So, for example, if Alice and Nana talk about science in the movie and not just about the hot guy James. Now, right as you are done reading Alison Bechdel's work on May 4th, you can go right into reading another comedian's work on May 13th. Deborah Levee has a biographical series called The Living Autobiography, and Real Estate is the latest installment in this series. She talks about women holding real estate and the patriarchy of the real estate system. I've never read her work, but it sounds like fun. Another nonfiction book that I'm excited to read is by an American Muslim immigration lawyer whose name is Rafia Zakaria. Her book is titled Against White Feminism and talks about how white feminists have co-opted the feminist movement to uplift those who belong to their race and are instead leaving behind Blacks, the LGBTQ community, and are actually doing active harm to the movement for women's rights. Now, this premise isn't shocking to me, but I am curious to read more about it. Rafia Zakaria's book actually comes out in August of 2021, and I'm really excited to read it then. Now, you all know that a book about COVID just, well, had to make this list. The book I'm interested in reading is titled Shutdown, How COVID Shook the World's Economy, and no surprise, talks about COVID's impact on the world's economy. It's written by Adam Tooze, who is a British economist, and I'll be honest, I've never heard of him or his work. Now, I hope this doesn't make me sound ignorant, but I'm interested in reading this book. However, I swear, if this man doesn't mention the impact that COVID has had on women of all races, I will absolutely be letting you all know. It comes out in September of 2021, which makes me think, is this book still being written? I mean, COVID is still going on, which means its impact on society and economy is still going on. Just a thought. Now let's talk about poetry. I was looking around trying to find new anthologies to read this year, and I came across a book titled Hoarders by Kate Durbin. It's an anthology about consumerism, and it piqued my interest. It comes out in May, if any of you are also interested in reading it. But the one anthology that I'm genuinely excited about is Amanda Gorman's. For those of you who don't know, Amanda Gorman is a youth poet laureate here in the US, and she was literally the best part of the inauguration of Joe Biden. And she's releasing her first anthology later this year, and it is named after the poem she read at the inauguration called The Hill We Climb. It comes out on September 21st of 2021, and I've already pre-ordered it. And well, so should you. Who's hungry for cookbooks? Yes, I do know that this episode has more jokes than the previous one and that they're all lame. Now, I love getting cookbooks from my library. What I'll usually do is I'll borrow it for a month or so and I'll cook one or two dishes from the cookbook. And if I feel like those dishes went down well, and if I feel like the cookbook is general enough that I can go back to it quite often, I'll end up getting a physical copy. And here are three cookbooks that I'm intrigued by this year. The first is by Julia Tertian. Now, I was introduced to Julia Tertian by a friend and was incredibly inspired by her work on addressing food inequity in the US. And I already have her cookbook titled Now and Again. I've also been debating getting the cookbook that she co-wrote with Hawa Hassan, which is called Bibi's Kitchen. So her new foundational cookbook that is titled Simply Julia sounded right up my street, and it comes out in early March. Another cookbook that I'm interested in is titled Getaway, Food and Drink to Transport You by Renee Erickson. Now, I'm strongly considering getting this book as a coffee table book. It takes you around the world, highlighting the author's favorite recipes and drinks. And let's be honest, we're all in the middle of a pandemic, so traveling around the world via cookbook sounds like an interesting way to do so. This cookbook actually comes out in April 2021, and I might go find it in a physical bookstore and then see if I like it enough to buy it as a coffee table book. I'll keep you updated. Another complete aside is that I am actually looking for coffee table books that are travel or beach related. So if you, dear listeners, know of any, do let me know. Okay, the last cookbook is another one that comes out in April. It's Chrissy Teigen's Mother's Cookbook. Now, I love Chrissy Teigen and her mother, Pepper Thigh. They're adorable, snarky women who bring joy to our life. And Pepper Thai's first cookbook walks us through Thai fusion recipes that she cooks in her home here in the US now. I'm interested by the book, but the only reason I might not get a physical copy of this book is the fact that it has a lot of meat dishes. But let's see. And with that, another episode comes to an end. Thank you so much for sticking with me. And as I mentioned before, for show notes and links to the books that I've mentioned in this episode, you can go to nana.app/podcast-2. Now, in episode 1, I linked to the Goodreads pages of all the books I mentioned. But from this episode onwards, I'll be linking to independent booksellers directly. So please, 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 if you're buying physical books, please get them from independent booksellers as they're really hurting financially because of the pandemic and are now on an accelerated path to extinction. The show notes for this episode will actually also include links to some bookstores that I've fallen in love with in my travels around the world. So I really hope you enjoy that as well. And as always, you can leave feedback by reaching out to me personally or via podcast@nana.app. See you later, and please stay safe. Thank you.